Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
And obviously you have some guys to replace, you know, with guys going on to the NFL, other places. What's kind of your focus right now going into spring?
Creating depth. Some positions have great depth. Some positions, we've got new faces, safety position, corner position. So really the secondary, the back end right now is the strong focus of finding guys. And we've got really good bodies there, good athleticism. So this is one of those springs, at least in the secondary, it's a lot more about teaching and kind of finding the right guys to give the reps to. You want to get a certain amount of guys ready. And so that's the early job of us coaches, to find those guys and make sure we're feeding them the reps.
Kyle said yesterday that Keenan kind of was one of the standouts from, at least some of the new guys came out. Are you seeing that, or what has allowed him to maybe be a standout?
Yeah, well, Kenan's a guy that's experienced a lot of college football, has a ton of reps under his belt, and some good college football at that. So for him, it's just learning our scheme and our terminology. Communication is a big factor from corner to safety, just communication across the board. But his experience in just technique and having a ton of reps under his belt is the reason why kind of he's in that position. And if you're going to go get a guy from a transfer portal, you know, it's usually that they're going to come in and be able to compete right away. So he's taking coaching well, and we're fired up for him.
Cole Bishop was a great player for a number of reasons. One reason doesn't really get talked about is vocal leadership and just being a quarterback of the back end. What is that sort of process in developing somebody to become that sort of vocal leader?
Well, that type of vocal leadership comes with confidence. Confidence comes from reps, right? And so for a lot of these guys, knowing how to align is different than knowing what your assignment is, how your assignment affects others, and a part of that assignment can be you communicating with another person and letting them know what you're doing so they know what they're doing. We put a lot of responsibility on the strong safety and the linebackers to communicate pretty much everything to everybody, and Cole and Sione were very good with that, and because they were confident. So, you know, the amount of accumulated reps will end up giving kids confidence. We need to make sure we find a good balance between install and letting guys play, right? And how much can they pick up? How quickly can they pick it up in this day and age of transfer portal and as much new bodies as you get from year to year? You may have to scale down what you install in a season, and so you allow your kids to play and make sure it's not too much. They've got school to worry about. They've got a lot of different things. It's not professional football, although with NIL, they are getting paid. It's some players are, but they're just, it's a different deal. You got to know how much you can put on their plate.
With the change to the Big 12, I mean, is there anything that as a defense that you feel like you have to change schematically, or is it you kind of stick with the same thing and just kind of go into it week by week?
Well, that's what we're in the process of right now. We're about halfway through kind of scouting our Big 12 opponents, and a lot of it is very similar to what we've seen. Iowa State so far has been one of those programs that presented a lot more 12 personnel, but then you've got coaching changes there. So right now we're trying to get an early beat on who we're going to be playing the front half of the season, and the back half of the season usually that's going to take care of itself with the film that you see from the first part. So
what makes Taylor Johnson a good fit at safety?
Speed. He's got really good speed over the top. He's got great ball skills. He provides maybe, we haven't necessarily had that over the top free safety in a minute since maybe Julian Blackman. You know, Cole and Sione were very good safeties, could play on the back end. But Teo, just with his ability to cover ground, is really pleasant to see back there. Even in day one, had a nice interception getting over the top. But ball skills and speed, his athleticism is going to prove to be very beneficial for us.
You've got an interesting defensive unit overall with some veterans and then a lot of young guys, inexperienced guys. How nice is that to have those veterans and then to be able to feed the young guys to develop that depth?
Well, that's what leadership is, and that's what you're hoping from your leadership. You know, guys, four types of people in your program. You got your cynics that you want to kind of probably get out of the program. They've always got something wrong. Always think that they've got the answer. Then you've got your compliant. They're just showing up, doing everything they're asked to do, but nothing extra. Then you've got your committed players, and you want those. Those are the guys that stay extra, do all the extra things. And then what we ask your leaders to do is be compelling. Don't just be committed. Bring others with you. Bring others along. And that's what we've had in the past. And currently, just guys that the veterans, they don't see the younger group as competition. They see it as, hey, you're my teammate. Come in, let me help, let me teach you, let me bring you along. And if, you know, may the best man win. So that's what we're asking of our leaders, is to be compelling and bring the others along.
With the Big 12 schedule coming up right in the fall, how much expectation raising do you feel like you have to do to your group, if at all?
None. You know, it's about us right now and about getting better. It's all about game one. You go from game to game, and I think if you look beyond that, you're doing yourself a disservice. But we got to focus on our weaknesses right now and continue to strengthen where we feel like we're doing things right. But that's what spring and fall camp is for, and we got a long way to go until that season starts. But no one puts more pressure on ourselves than we do.
You've got a lot of depth at defensive end. What's kind of gone into that, and what are you seeing from that group that gives you some?
Well, what's gone into it is Coach Powell doing a heck of a job recruiting, and that's what he has always done a great job of, is recruiting and developing these kids. We've got, some younger guys that when they first came to the program, it's like, okay, we got to spend some time developing you, putting some weight on. Kai O'Connor's one of those guys that even day one, you're seeing the confidence he has now with some added weight. Chase Kennedy, these guys that came in that maybe were a bit undersized have now put on some weight, Jonah Lea'ea, and so we're excited to see those guys compete, and that's what it is right now in spring for those guys. It's competition, and when you've got good depth and you've recruited well, that bodes well for the room because no one feels their job is safe.
Thanks, Mark.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.